Hey, what's going on? This is Ramsey Said What, your host of the A-Side B-Side podcast, the branded podcast by What's the Movement. As always, thank you for listening. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, rate and review. Tell your friends to do the exact same thing you just did. We're available everywhere podcasts can be heard. I'm sure you're listening on your favorite right now. But if you have another one and you're listening on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on iHeartRadio. We are everywhere, including whatsthemovement.net. Audio Mac, the whole nine. You can follow us on social media at A Side B Side Podcast on Instagram, on at What's the Movement on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to follow me, I'm Ramsey Said What everywhere. Just don't add me on Facebook because I don't add people that ain't family. But today's episode, we sat down with Simone Hayes, a Renaissance woman. She's an event curator, a sneaker enthusiast. I've known her for a very long time now. It's kind of crazy thinking about it that way. But she is founder of The Mix, a young professional mixer series. We talked a little bit about that in this episode, so sit back and enjoy. But before we get to that, I just want to mention January 26th, she's having the next round of The Mix. This is going to be at 1099 Broad Street in Bloomfield, New Jersey. This one is themed in the field, so this is curated and tailored by industry, and this industry is themed for film, entertainment, and young media professionals night. So this is at the Brookdale in Bloomfield, like I said earlier. For more information, you can go to the mix NJ _ at Instagram. And all of the details are also going to be in the description. So get to where you're going before you try to pull up the description. If you're driving, if you're sitting down, tickets, that link should be below. I'll be there. So if you want to run into me, pull up. But I hope you enjoy this interview. How y'all doing? Happy New Year. This is my second episode, I think, in the New Year. Go back and listen to the last one. Not sure who the guest is yet, but so I've recorded like three episodes that I haven't put out, so it's gonna be one of those three. And here's my other cats. That's Sheba.
Hi, Sheba.
Y'all are used to the cats in the show by now, but the other voice you're hearing is my special guest today. In fact, I'm gonna let you introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Simone Hayes. Most recently, I have been doing The Mix. I am the founder of The Mix. I am a friend of Ramsey, and I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Of course.
And also, like, those of you who don't know, Simone actually used to write for What's the Movement, too, believe it or not. So
I did. I did. Throwback.
Yeah. But thanks for coming. So The Mix, tell me how that started. Like, cause I mean, we used to tear Hillside up throwing parties and stuff. So tell me how you got into this.
Okay. So it's kind of crazy. Like, it's one of those things, like, right time, right place kind of just fell into my lap. Like, literally that's how The Mix started.
Yeah.
So the bar, that it's a bar up the street from my house, bar restaurant, the Brookdale, in Bloomfield, New Jersey. I go there often, just like, you know, dinner, get a drink, whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was, he's one of the chefs, but he was promoting his own events. His name is Lamont. He isn't from the area. So he kind of like approached me and was mm-hmm. like, hey, like, are you from the area? Like, you like to like go out, like, you know, people that like to go out, like, would you be interested in like bringing some people to my events? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I could mm-hmm. definitely like get some people out, whatever. And then that kind of turned into like, okay, what if I do my own thing? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm still gonna bring people in for like your events, like it's still gonna have your name on it too. But like, what if we start like a thing? And
yeah.
Excuse me. And it was kind of like, okay, like, let's give it a shot. Like, no background. It's not like we had one test and then I got the green light. It was like I pulled up with like some friends one day and it was like just a group of like eight of us just like mm-hmm. getting like food. And because I'm like a loyal patron, it was just like, all right, let's see how it could go. Like, it was literally kind of like the expectation was like, just try to get 40 people in here. Like, that was okay. literally yeah, the yeah. expectation. Like, the numbers were kind of came down to like, all right, we just need 40 people. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And the like, we had the launching night May, what was that, like May 19th, May 20th? It was like the third, it was the third Thursday of May. That was the first night, and it just got a lot of traction, and yeah. then we kept, and then like the owners of the place, you know, they're very involved too, and they liked the crowd, they liked the people, they were just like, so like, they were really happy with like the turnout, so they were like, all right, you want to do it again next month? And we were like, of course.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you want to do it again next month? And next month, okay, great.
Oh, nice.
And it just kept kind of going from there, and then I mean, it's just grown really just like shockingly to me, because literally like the expectation was 40 people.
Yeah.
Like 40 people, and now it's like we're expanding outside of that venue. We're still like, that's still our home base, but like we, that like they can't accommodate the size wow. of people. Yeah. So like the last one we did there for the night before, no, the night after Thanksgiving, it was like we had to like turn people away at the door.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, as somebody that throws events, that's like just, that's got to be a crazy feeling too.
It definitely is. Like yeah. it really is. Like every, like at least once a week, I'm getting like a message from somebody like, oh, I was here and like they were talking about the mix and da da da. Like, and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really cool. It's really fun. I have seen a lot of people connect through the mix. Like I've seen new friendships happen, new relationships, like business.
People falling in love with the mix.
Yes. Like I've heard of like three different couples that emerged from like attending an event.
Yeah, you're going to be like somebody's like marriage story.
That's really crazy. Like, it's like the stories I hear are so cool. And it's like, it's a good mix of people too. And that's kind of what I wanted. Mm-hmm. There's people that, you know, we went to Willie P with. There's yeah. people that I went to Montclair State with. Rutgers alum are in the building heavy
wow.
all the time. Like, yeah. all the time. So, like, that's really dope. I appreciate, like, the love from them, especially, you know, because, like, I'm not affiliated with that school at all. But,
yeah.
like, it's a lot of people that come out.
But you got a network there now.
I do. And it's really cool. It's cool to see the same people coming like each and every time. Like mm-hmm. there's people that haven't missed one event.
So you've done it monthly since May?
I've done monthly since May except for September.
Okay.
Yeah. September was the only month that we missed.
Gotcha. And each of them have a theme. I saw, so, all right, tell me what to expect. So, I missed the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I will be there the 28th?
The one, 26th.
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 Okay, that like applies to me too, actually, like music industry type mm-hmm. of stuff. So, they're themed, but like tell, for somebody that's never been, what can I look to expect?
Okay, so like the intention behind it was like finding a happy medium between like going out and like partying, but also like going out networking, like mm-hmm. kind of wanting to bring that vibe of like those city like happy hours and mixers
yeah.
to Jersey. Like that was literally the intent behind
it.
Yeah, like that was the intent behind it, but then it's Jersey, so it turns into a party, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It turns into a party, like the right music comes on, like
mm-hmm.
there's enough space, like people are gonna start dancing, you know? It's like one thing about like Jersey culture, we're gonna dance, you know,
yeah.
like we're not standing around,
yeah.
like we're all collectively gonna dance,
which is interesting considering like you said, like New York has like the like after work mixer type of vibe,
mm-hmm.
and I mean we be in the city, everybody's sitting there with their arms
mm-hmm.
folded, like, or not, and not even like in a clicky way, just nobody's impressed by anything,
yeah,
in New York.
Exactly, but
so like to have that but like still have its like Jersey flair to it is kind of cool.
Yeah. And so like, I mean, the way it started, especially it depends on the venue, but you know, mm-hmm. we are back at the Brookdale on the 26th. So, we start off with kind of like, you know, mild music, dinner still being served. The kitchen's open till like midnight. So people are still
nice.
Getting food.
Yeah.
People have like table reservations, getting dinner. And then once like we see the crowd picking up, the tables are moved. And that's
yeah.
when it's more like open space. People kind of get to move and mix and mingle a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic by the bar, of course, is crazy, but
yeah.
it's, you know, it's like, it's literally a grown-up party, you know? Yeah. It's people talking and still having, like, space and, you know, areas where it's kind of quiet so you can actually, like, have a conversation with somebody about, like, where you work, what you do, what you're working on, things like that. So we were kind of doing themed events, but we, because it was, like, we were just starting, we were just, like, let's just see what happens. So the way we were doing it, it ended up being like a summer series, you know, because we had May, June, July, August. Then we took that little break in September, and then it was like the holiday series, you know?
Okay.
So it ended up being a Halloween party, and then like, and then like the night after Thanksgiving. And for Christmas, we didn't do a Christmas one or like a holiday one. We were kind of like more focused on like collabing, and we did some of that. And then we did, our last one was the night before New Year's Eve. So, and that like worked out. It was the last Friday of like the year, all of that. And then so really the intent for the new year is, you know, creating those not smaller spaces, because we want to be able to bring out the same amount of people, just more specific like spaces. So the one on the 26th is film, entertainment, and media. And then we'll do other ones that are healthcare, business, real estate, fashion, all of that. So we're, you know, and if so, if you've ever been to a mix, you know about like the tickets or like the wristband. So we give, we were giving out tickets to like help people like mix and mingle. And the ticket color you had was like basically whatever industry you were in. Exactly. So like the point was like find somebody that's in the same industry as you or find two people, whatever. So we're kind of taking that little activity and putting it into like specific events.
Like the green light parties at Willie P.
Yeah,
like the,
pretty much. Like he, yeah. The single or, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So all right. So like what do your DMs look like now? And not like dudes sliding into DMs. I mean like how many people have hit you up like, all right, you know, like she has something, like let's build, like, you know, those DMs. Like what's that look like right now?
Quite a few. And it's tricky because it's like you always want to make sure that you're working with the right people, of course. So like my rule of thumb is if I wouldn't go, I probably wouldn't collab, you know, like if it's not a space that I would want to be in, then I know that I attract, you know, most of my market. Like a lot of the people that come to the mix are probably people that I like have seen elsewhere. If I don't know them personally, we're kind of into like the same social settings, things like that. So it's like, if I wouldn't go, I probably wouldn't collab because I know that like my people aren't going to want to, you know, attend maybe an event in a certain place or whatever, whatever. So it's really just, the people that I work with are people that I know that I would attend their event. I know that like they will be open to like my ideas and we can like work well together. But I mean, thankfully I have gotten a lot of, you know, messages of, you know, wanting to collab and, you know, wanting to, you know, brainstorm an idea or, you know, oh, let's like, maybe let's potentially do this kind of series. So it's been cool, but you do have to be careful, like who you say yes to. And you know, and when you say no, it's like I still, you know, I still give whoever like a, you know, I want to hear the idea because maybe we can spin it, like maybe it does make sense, like maybe right now it's like I don't know, but like let me hear you out because maybe we could figure something out.
Yeah, it's like everybody knows something I don't, so I should at least
exactly.
Or everybody knows somebody I don't too.
Exactly, and that's the biggest thing. Like I think the biggest thing for us is like we're stronger together in anything we do. So it's like if I'm taking my market from the mix, and you know someone's taking their market for whatever you know they're doing. Yeah, there's probably some like people that fall right in the middle, and they may attend both, you know, events, but there's. That person has their own network and we have our own network and we're just, you know, we're stronger in numbers kind of. So that's also the big thing that I've been focused on. Really kind of collabing with the right people. We do have some like fun stuff in the works as far as like collabs. So I'm like really excited for when some of that stuff happens. And I think it'll, and it's cool cause it is, you know, we want to keep it Jersey. We want to keep like we want to keep the culture, but like we are open to like expanding to other places as well. So
So how's the Brookdale feel about you? I mean, you said like, I mean, and it's not a bad thing that like you're physically outgrowing a place. So like, how do they feel about? I mean, you're going back, but How's that really, how's tiptoeing the line of that relationship now?
Honestly, it's like all good. Like I was just there last night, just like chilling, and you know, the owners were there, the manager was there. You know, I get free drinks sometimes. Yeah. Like you know, it's all
well,
you love.
You brought business, so
Like it's all love, and they get it because they saw like we literally can't accommodate all these people. So I was kind of talking to one of them pretty much about what the plan is. Like when we have stuff that is, you know, more controlled, smaller. Yeah, there's home base, but you know, if we have something where we're trying to get like 300 plus people, like we know that y'all can't hold us anymore, but we're never, you know, I don't want to ruin that relationship, of course. I'm thankful for the opportunity that they you know gave me and that they trusted, and like I said, I was a loyal patron before any of this anyway, so and it's somewhere that's right down the street from my crib, like it's just, it's cool. So the relationship is still good. I think they like to see us growing as much as, you know, anyone else, because it's like at the end of the day, like there is still some type of partnership there, you know. And they're also growing too, you know, like they were named like one of the best restaurants in Jersey. Like they're expanding as well, so it's kind of one of those things, like I feel like the mix helped both of like the Brookdale and the mix kind of catapult them, because obviously they were already like an establishment, but we kind of lifted each other up. So and that's pretty cool to see.
I asked that because that's kind of a problem I'm dealing with currently. Not in a negative way, but yeah, that's a niche and good problem to have. Like everybody wants to grow, so
exactly.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back we will continue our interview with Simone.
Yay.
This is Mike Brown, president of East One Teach One Incorporated. We're a 501c nonprofit mentoring program for boys ages 9 to 17. We have both group and one-on-one mentoring.
For more information, go to eachoneteachone.org or send an email to contact@eachoneteachone.org.
Hey guys, this is Gabby, chief editor and founder of JDO Magazine. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @JDOMag. That's @JDOEMAG. We're available in digital and print. This magazine's for artists, rappers, singers, designers, athletes, entrepreneurs, anybody who's consistently working on their craft, their passion, their talent, who wants to showcase their talent on another level. If you're interested in being featured or placing an ad, shoot us an email or send us a DM and let us know what you do. JDO Magazine is the go-to place for entertainment and networking. That's JDO Magazine, your passion, your style, your vision, your platform.
All right, we're back. Thank you guys for listening thus far. I don't even think I introduced myself in this podcast, but I mean, I've done a million episodes. You should know who I am by now, I think. But I'm Ramsey. This is the A-Side B-Side Podcast, the branded podcast by whatsthemovement.net. As always, thank you for listening. Rate, subscribe, review, all of that nice stuff that I should have said in the beginning. But if you're still here listening, tell your friend to skip ahead to this part. No, actually, just listen to the interview. It's not that long. But we're here with Simone.
Hey.
We were just like talking off Mike, and I should have probably just kept recording, about like you juggling like work and in the mix and braiding hair. What else are you into right now?
So I used to teach, so I still tutor a couple of kids during the week. What else am I doing? I randomly will get like messages from different people like, hey, you want to do this project with me? Hey, you want to, it's like something, it's like random, but it's like, sure, like if it makes sense. Like I've done like a couple, like one of my homies, he's a director, so I've done like some like acting little gigs, which has been cool. Like some like music video stuff, and I'm like, okay,
I can
like,
see that.
I mean, you'd
be fly as hell too.
Thank you.
Like I'll say this, like if I were a girl, I would dress exactly like you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so it's fun. It's like random, it's literally just like random opportunities falling in my lap, and I'm like, sure, like this makes sense, like this is cool.
So like directing, I mean you said music video, but like any like real acting too?
I mean, one of the videos I did, I was like, actually, like, I had to get into character and all of this. Like, there were no lines, but like, it was just,
yeah, like expression.
I was pretty much like the main, like, actress in the video, kind of. And then I've worked on a couple, like, other projects where I've been in front of the camera. So, like, that stuff is cool. And it's like, it's fun meeting those people too. And it's just like fun to like see how it works, you know, to be in front of the camera, but seeing all the behind the scenes stuff.
I think I prefer the other side of the camera. Behind the microphone is cool, but I'd rather be on the other side of the lens. But what was I gonna say? Wait, what's the name of the video? Where can we find that? Unless you don't want us to see it, then I won't.
I don't mind. I actually will have to look. I have it on my phone.
Oh, is it out yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, I know. Okay. I got like the link to it, but I don't know if it's like out yet.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah. So we'll wait. We won't.
Yeah. Put that most in the of description. The stuff, like most of the stuff that I have worked on, where I was in front of the camera, the only thing that has dropped was the Do You Know Black game show. You can find that on YouTube. Black owned, really cool. They have, I think this is like their third season or fourth season they're going into. Dope. So, and then there was another project that I've done with them that hasn't been released yet. So, you know, good people.
What was I gonna say? Going back to the mix, what was, all right, so you've been doing it at the Brookdale. You said you went to another venue one time?
We collabed on something and we were at one venue, and then so that was kind of like a collab that wasn't like, we didn't really have a lot to do with planning. But then the night before New Year's Eve, we were at Grill 350 in West Orange.
Okay. Wait, is that a dispensary?
No, it's
grill.
A whole...
I thought you said grow.
Oh, no. Grill 350.
Now, I've been at events at I've been at rap shows at dispensaries, too. Like, there's one in, like, Clifton, so...
Yeah,
so
that makes
nothing
sense.
Surprises me
anymore.
Yeah,
no, that makes sense. So, yeah, Grill 350, they're attached to the Wilshire Grand Hotel.
Oh, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah. It's a good spot. It's a really, really nice spot. I know they have, like, multiple rooms because they have, like, it's a, like, an event venue space, too. So, it's definitely, like, a really cool place.
So, so music at the mix. So I know you have a house DJ. I saw like one was like R&B themed. Is it generally just like top 40 or like real niche type of, like, what kind of music can I expect here?
So the mix is hosting an event, we, you know, so we have a house DJ, I wouldn't say he's a house DJ. He is one of our main DJs for the mix because he was already doing the events when, like, before it became the mix, when they were doing like weekly Thursday events, and he was like one of the rotating DJs for that.
Gotcha.
And he did the first one, and I was like, oh my god, like this is great, like I love him, like this is like, it made sense, like the crowd loved it. So like, he's one of our go-to DJs. And then we have so that's DJ Neptune 973, I think that's his ad name. And then we've recently bought on DJ Baby Genuine, who's like a friend of mine also, and he's kind of gotten into DJing within like the last year. So I was like, I mean, this would be a dope opportunity. Yeah. Like, I'm all about, we're growing, so I want other people to grow with us. Like, our photographer, he's kind of like, he's not new to taking pictures and photography, but he's like growing too. So it's like, I wanted to make sure like I bought people on the team who were all kind of growing together. But when, you know, the mix, it's like, the music is great. It's R&B, hip hop. Sometimes we'll have Afro beats. Sometimes we'll have, it's like a little bit of everything that we know we want to listen to. The Brookdale, if you go to the Brookdale, like on a random night, they have good, like they do have good music. They have like live performances one day. They'll have like their audio system plugged in. And it's like, it's a little vibe. Like, even if there's not a DJ there. But also like kind of, It's fun because it's like, it's my event. So if I like tell the DJ like, okay, I want this. Yeah. I remember the first one I like made sure, because like I had like heard the DJ spinning one night at the Brookdale, and I was like, okay. And I know his crowd is like, he usually is based in like Newark, Jersey City, Elizabeth. So I was like, listen, I want some K Tronada. I want this. Okay. I was like, do you know who K Tronada is? I was like, can you give me a K Tronada set? And he was like, oh no, I got you. Okay. And he got me. So
wipes forehead, because
exactly. I was like, I need this. And he was like, no, I got you.
But that's super niche though. So like, that's dope. I asked selfishly, if you need another opening DJ, let me know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're always like, listen, like we're always like, all right, who can we, because we want to, because it's growing, we don't want it to stay the same. We don't want it to always be the same. We don't want people like, but the formula's been working. Like people come back. So, you know, we're doing something right. But we always want to kind of like, all right, like let's like, and we've had a lot of DJs kind of like hitting us up like, hey, like.
Yeah, just give me an hour. I'll do pro bono. You let me know what you think after that.
That's fine. That works.
That I mean, it'll likely be like a Catronata, Sangria.
I love that. I love that.
And that's the stuff I like to spend.
It works. It works, especially when we're doing these more industry specific vibes. You know, I think it works. Yeah.
You don't want to go there and listen to Jack Harlow all night, so.
Exactly, but yeah, it's been. I don't think it's any.
That's
it's
no
been,
diss. He's. I like him.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the top 40s because I don't think it's a lot of the top 40s. You know, like it's strictly like, you know, it's a black event. You know.
Okay.
It's a black event, and the bar itself is not black owned, but they rock with it.
Yeah, I mean, they're in Bloomfield, so you know.
You know, it works.
So, also, what kind of, so the Brookdale, is that like bar and grill? Like what kind of, restaurant is it?
I would say they're pretty much like American food, but there's also like fusion dishes. Like last night I was there, I had some like birria tacos and like lobster dumplings. And so it's a fusion. Like they have like some Italian food, some strictly American.
They have a good brunch?
I've never been there for brunch, to be honest.
I'm looking for new brunch spots.
The food is
good,
though.
And I know you're the one to ask about brunch, too.
Yeah, no, I haven't been there for brunch, but, like I said, I've been going there for so long. I had my mom's 60th birthday party. Everyone loved the food. Like, they have really good food. They have a pretty, like, their menu's different. Like, one thing about the Brookdale, they don't do fries. Like, they don't do fries. They do, like, hand-cut chips, which are great. But you know, they're like, no, we don't want to do fries. Like, that's just something we don't do. But the burgers, salads, the appetizers are, like I said, like, there's really good wings. There's lobster dumplings. Mm-hmm. They have this, the big thing, they're like, claim to fame, they have like a 1 pound mozzarella stick.
That's my shit.
Yeah.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, it's called like the big cheese. It's a pound of mozzarella.
Yo, I love that.
Yeah.
Like it's deep fried cheese at the end of the day, but I mean, you know what? Them saying they don't do french fries, we're all eating mashed potatoes at the end of the day once we chew it.
Yeah,
so
that is very true. But yeah, so that's their big like claim to fame. But the food is great. Like I said, I've been going there. I love the food. It always works.
So where's your favorite brunch place? This is a segue, but...
My favorite brunch place...
And it doesn't have to be in Jersey.
I don't think it's in Jersey. My favorite brunch place... Oh, okay. Fumo in the city?
Yes, I've been there.
Fumo is one of my favorite brunch spots. I've gone to, I think, all... There's three of them? I think I've gone to, like, all three.
There's three.
There's two in...
Two in Manhattan, right?
There's and then one in Brooklyn? All three of them are in Manhattan, I'm pretty sure. Two are in Harlem, and I feel like one is a little further downtown.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think there's three. I'm pretty sure. So, definitely Fumo is one of my favorite brunch spots. You know what? Actually, I have to say, Noah's, like, they're kind of more doing, like, day parties now. But before that started, I went to brunch there, and I really, like, liked it. Like, the food was good. And, like, they made sure, like, my mimosa was never empty. So, like, shout out to them. Sweet Tea's in Montclair has good food.
Been there. They're good.
They're, like, BYOB, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, that works. I'm trying to think of some
You're from Montclair, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of...
Well, from Harlem.
Yeah.
By way of Montclair.
Yes, yes. I'm trying to think of some other... So, yeah, Fumo's definitely, like, number one. Damn, it's so crazy. Like, I can't think of the names of some of these places, but they're, like, bookmarked in, like, my phone. But, yeah, Fumo's definitely, like... the one that definitely comes to mind first.
I asked because, all right, so you guys will follow her after this episode. If you look at Simone's Instagram after, like, on any given Sunday, she's somewhere dope. It always looks like you're somewhere dope.
Thank you.
Like,
I appreciate that.
No, I'm serious. Like, in brunch, that's my shit. That's my grown
everyone,
shit at this point.
Yeah, everyone needs to have a good brunch. I've gone to, like, random brunch places and then, like, okay, like, let me make sure I bookmark this place. Like, there's, I went to this one spot in Brooklyn. I think it was called, like, Rustic tavern or something.
I think a friend of mine bartends there. I've never been, but
yeah, I went to brunch there before. That was pretty good. I'm trying to think. I feel like I've gone to so many brunch places at this point. Oh, okay. What is it? Santiago's Beer Garden in Harlem. Mm-hmm. Great brunch spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I work in the Heights, so I got no excuse not to go now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely go there. Trying to think. What's another place? I've gone to all these random, like, brunch spots in Harlem. But I will say Santiago's is, like, number two, and Fumo is probably number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be up and down the A-train. All right. Before we get out of here, is there anything you want to add? The mix, January 26th, mm-hmm. Back at the Brookdale. Mm-hmm. What time does that begin?
At 8, we start doing the table reservations at 8, so you can get a table from 8, 8.30, 9, 9.30. I think the last table reservation is like 10 or 10.30, usually because we want to like make sure people are like, once the tables move, everyone's taken care of, all of that. So you can start reserving a table at like 8 until like 10:30, and it goes pretty late. It goes like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. The DJ like stops spinning at like 1:30, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, get your tickets on time. Like we said, they sell. I got a table, so you can see me there. My table's at 9:30, I think. So if you guys, anybody that's ever got on this or DM me saying I want to get on this podcast and I've never met you in real life, I will be there January 26th. So come. Say what's up. And meet all these other dope people that are going to be there too.
Yeah, and that's definitely another point of why we're doing the more industry specific. So it's just a lot of dope people meeting each other.
Yeah, man. And not just a bunch of rappers, guys. Like everybody, every industry.
Yeah, doctors, surgeons, actors, producers, everybody. Like so
nonprofit.
Really quick, like when I do the RSVPs on Eventbrite, like it's fun to see like what people, because I have like a little thing on there where you can put like the industry you work in, like your occupation, and I'm like, oh wow, like it's really fun to see like the people, like the industries they're in, the jobs that they have, and it's like, oh, it's really like a crazy mix of like people like from that do all these different things. Like the last one, we had this like activity where it was like I gave people a random card, like by the end of the night try to find somebody that does this, and it was like I gave someone a card, like I think it was a surgeon, and someone was like, how am I supposed to find that? I was like, there's one in here, you just gotta look. Like, so
that's dope.
Yeah,
like you make a game out of that or something like that. Like that's we do. Mm-hmm. That's cool, man.
Yeah, I hope to do a game night for the mix soon. That will definitely be very very fun.
Yep, I'll be there. Simone, what's your socials? Where can we find you? The link for tickets will be in the description. If you're driving, please get to where you're going before you click that and die. But your socials.
Yes. So my personal page is Simone Raquel, maybe underscore, but it's Simone Raquel. Mm-hmm. And then the mix is the mix NJ underscore. If you need a braider, I'm Styles by Sim on the gram. And on Twitter, I am Sim One of My Kind.
All right. I'm Ramsey Said What. I remember this time. You could follow A Side B Side on Instagram and What's the Movement on Twitter and Instagram at What's the Movement. A Side B Side Podcast on Instagram. Or you could just go to the website, whatsthemovement.net or .com. It all goes the same place. Thank you guys for listening. Simone, thank you again for coming.
Thank you.
And we out.